time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning, I have Dina Wise. She is the principal at Bruin Point Elementary, and it's always good to get her in here because there's so much fun stuff that goes on out there at Bruin Point. Dina, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Dave. It's great to be here, and time sure flies.
It does. We were just talking off camera, and, you know, the next time we talk, it's going to be next year.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
It's just going to fly, and there's nothing we can do about it.
No, just keep on keeping on.
That's right. So what's new out at Bruin Point?
Well, we have been, I always wonder, what am I going to talk about when I go see Dave? And so I pulled up the calendar and just started looking at all the things that we've done since we met last. We participated in the National Walk to School Day, and we had our student leaders organize that to teach our students a safe route to school. We had community leaders, the mayor, city council members joined us. We met at the Senior Citizen Center, and then for those kids who couldn't get bus to the wellness center, they met us en route, and then we walked around the lap so we could get our mile before we went into the school. And the health department provided wristbands, and it was just a really cold, fun morning. So we did that. We've had our parent-teacher conferences, and those went amazingly well. We have new faculty members, so it was nice for them to get that under their belt and meet parents and have parents in the building. And so that went well. We finished our first quarter, and we had a big end of quarter celebration. So what we're doing is the students choose SMART goals. So they set a goal for the quarter, and we're really focusing on our school improvement plan. So reading, attendance, and behavior. So many students set their SMART goals around the school goal. And what we did is we divided the kids so that they were in mixed age levels. So we had kindergarten through fifth grade all mixed together, and then they went to one teacher's classroom, and they shared their celebrations, and the group cheered and hooted and hollered for them. And one of my favorites was, we have a little kindergartner who's probably one of the shyest little students I've ever seen, and her celebration was she was coming to school more often, and she was excited, and she was the tiniest little girl in the group, and when she shared her celebration, the kids just exploded and cheered for her, and her little face just lit up. And I've noticed that she's more comfortable and more confident coming into the school. So just getting the peers, because that's one of our focuses, getting our peers connected with our school family. And so that was super exciting.
Well, and you know, in a school the size of Bruin Point, it's like its own community, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And to have the community behind you, so to speak, mm-hmm. that's got to do great things for every kid's self-esteem.
Oh,
not
yeah.
just hers, but for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then we've had a lot of outside visitors. We've had the Hogle Zoo came into second grade, and they shared about habitat and the different animals. They brought reptiles with them, and the students love that. In fourth grade, we always have the Utah Water Van that comes and teaches them about it's a hands-on learning opportunity with the water cycle. And so that's been going on ever since I've been at Bruin Point. So that's been great. We, of course, Red Ribbon Week, Halloween, you know, we did all the traditional crazy hair, red, all dress all in red, team spirit. The kids all took a pledge together to be drug free and just really emphasized that. And we have an annual Halloween parade, and it's really fun. The superintendent was with me that day, and we have community members that do not have any students in our school, but yet it's a community tradition. And so they show up, they sit in the gym, the kids parade through, and it's just a really great time to connect with our community and our parents and our kids. So
and it always is. And that's, you know, that's one of those things that costume parades, they call
yeah,
them, I guess.
Yeah.
And they were always great when I was a young kid.
Yeah.
And you know, and my kids growing up and everything. So And that's great. And you've got the community support behind
Absolutely.
You as well.
Yeah, and it's really fun. And then for November, we have some fun stuff. Of course, we're doing the traditional November food drive. And so the student leaders have set up a competition. They're going to build a tower of food outside each classroom. And then the class that gets the tallest tower, you know, gets a class party. And so that's going to be fun. And then we also are doing our librarian, Mrs. Loffer, wrote a grant through KUED, and she was awarded the grant. So every student in the book is going to get a school. Every student in the school is going to get a book. We're doing throughout the month, for every book a student reads, they get a leaf. We've got a great big tree in our cafeteria. And then for chapter books, it's 10 pages. And then at the end of the month, we're going to have a readathon. This year we've implemented literacy mornings, and so we're going to invite our community members, and we're also going to invite parents in to come in and during our readathon read with the kids. And the kids don't know it yet, but they will after I say this. But we're also going to, we were given money for books, but we're also given money to do something special for the students. So we're going to get them all a blanket, a fleece blanket, so they can snuggle up with a good book and read. So we're pretty excited about that. And our tree, we've only been doing it since the 1st of November, and it's already has tons of leaves on it. So
perfect.
That's great.
And just around the corner is Christmas. I hate to say that, but it is.
Yeah.
And you guys always do great things out there for Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans on that? Or are you still
kinda... I have one more thing in November. We're going to have That's okay. We're going to have a family night on the 25th. Of November, and we're going to invite all of the families in. We're going to provide dinner, so we'll have a fully catered dinner, turkey or ham. We haven't found out yet which we're going to do, and then we're going to present to our community our progress on our school-wide goals, and we've made some changes to our behavior plan, so we want to inform parents about that. We're going to do that, and then we're going to play bingo, and so we're really excited about that upcoming family night and getting families into the building and connecting with each other and connecting with us.
Well, and I've noticed a lot of, you know, when we get community events, it's like, it seems like that's a district-wide thing too.
Oh yeah.
Is getting families into the schools
Having
a family night and dinner, and because it, you know, when you start moving around and you get busy, and it's hard to sit down as a family and have a dinner. It really is.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. And then we also have the Timpanogos storytellers coming in, and I know you're a good storyteller, Dave, and you understand the importance of storytelling, and so it's really a great way to encourage kids to be more creative in their writing, and it increases comprehension. So we're really fortunate to have them come in. We've had the Springville Art Museum came down and did presentations. So we just have opportunity after our school is little. We're clear out in the middle of nowhere, but with outreach programs, we're really able to get things in. And then in December, we will have our, we call it a mitten tree, but we've increased it to hats and gloves and socks. So we collect donations, and then we distribute them to every student in our school that needs them. And then whatever's left, we take to the Children's Justice Center, and that's led by our student leaders. So
it's awesome. That's awesome stuff, especially, you know, and teaching them at that age to give back.
Yeah,
that's what's important, I think.
Yeah, and they get excited about it. They love it. So it's really a good time.
All right, did we hit everything?
I think we got everything.
We're not going to talk again until next year.
I know. I feel like a NASCAR. I need to name all my sponsors. So I'm sure there's something I forgot. But, you know, teachers are working hard. We just had our legislative day. We looked at our data from the first 60 days. And then we said, what did we do really well? What do we need to adjust? We set new SMART goals for the next 60 days. And we are just moving forward. And the excitement in the building is just, it's high right now. We made it through October. And as a teacher, to get through October is huge, so we're pretty excited.
To get through October, yeah. Let's see. Careful what you wish for, because in about 2 or 3 weeks, they're going to be bouncing off the walls again.
Yeah, you know what? They really don't. It's once you get past Halloween, it
calms down, huh?
Yeah, they don't get as excited about Thanksgiving, and Christmas is far enough away that it's good. We're going to be okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, Principal Wise, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time, and we're going to let you get back to school.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.